my salvation, love's greatest gift to us all. Yeah, Lord, you rescued my soul and called me your own. Now I am free to say.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until, well, today is going to be somewhat abbreviated, so maybe like 9-ish. So slightly shorter show this morning. After 9 is what we're looking at here. Life intercedes. But not so much that I can't play the music this morning. The 30th anniversary of The Queen is Dead is actually last week. So we're going to be playing The Smiths on my show this morning, including the entire record of The Queen is Dead. Not from start to finish, that would be boring, but just Smiths in and out throughout a whole record and others. I also brought Strange Ways, Rank, Louder Than Bombs, some of the other stuff. So there's going to be a lot of Smiths going on this morning. We're going to start off with Cemetery Gates from The Queen is Dead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Down, son, but I'm gone. I was minding my business, lifting some lead off the roof of a home in a church. It was worthwhile living a laughable life, setting my eyes on the blistering sides of the literature. It's not strange, he just wants to live his life this way. A sketchy picture of a thinker with a decorative ring would cover the head of a
Girlfriend in a Coma. You know, the first time I heard that song, I just thought it was the greatest. It was so, like, upbeat and kind of, like, silly. And yet, here's this girlfriend, allegedly this woman or this girl that you have feelings for is in a coma. So I just thought, I don't know. That's the kind of thing, the irony that you sort of don't really get until you get into, like, high school and college. And that was when I first started to be turned on to the Smiths. Vicar Natutu from The Queen Is Dead before that. And Shakespeare's Sister, which is actually a single. I think that was the era of Oh, I closed the page. You know, I love the Wikipedia page on the Smiths. I think it's pretty good. Anyway, I had it open, but now somehow it got closed. The Cemetery Gates from The Queen Is Dead started off the set this morning. It's all about The Queen Is Dead, 30th anniversary of this great record. And, you know, I feel like it was only yesterday we had a big show, a series of shows about Morrissey. But it had to have been at least a year ago, maybe more, so I don't feel like I'm repeating myself. Friends of the show will remember that epic trilogy of shows all about Morrissey after I read the autobiography of his, and I was inspired to have three shows devoted to his life, and it may have been four, I don't even remember now. Let's move on. Up next from The Queen Is Dead, Big Mouth Strikes Again, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. shaken by the rain. She doesn't care about anything. Would you like to marry me? And if you like, you can buy the ring. I don't dream about anyone.
Kill for both of us.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Panic from Louder Than Bombs. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, we're having, rely on me to have any kind of 80s or 90s nostalgia, and so that's what we're doing this morning. We're having a commemoration of the 30th anniversary of The Queen is Dead. It actually occurred last week. The record was released. You know, I rely on Consequence of Sound for a lot of my information, so I'm only going off what they told me, but usually it's pretty reliable. Before that, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out from The Queen is Dead, one of the best songs on the record, in my opinion. William, It Was Really Nothing from Hatful of Hollow. And we started things off with, looks like the bed is skipping. Let's move this along here. Try this one. Oh, maybe it's the disc. No need, you probably can't even hear it anyway. What did we start off? We started off with Big Mouth Strikes Again from The Queen is Dead. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's continue on, and what's up next is another great track from The Queen is Dead. This is The Boy with the Thorn in His Side, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the
Hatfield Apollo. That was Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. Great record is Hatfield Apollo. 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO. And this is the show devoted to the Smiths all morning long, or at least until I leave, which is somewhat early this morning. But let's not get into that. Before that, The Queen is Dead, the title track from the album of the same name. We're playing, we're having a little homage to that record. 30th year anniversary of its release. Last week is actually the official release. I think it was on a, you know, I don't know if it was a Tuesday, but I know in the U.S. it's always a Tuesday when the records come out. There it was. Now nobody cares. This Charming Man before that from the Smiths, their debut release, The Boy with the Thorn in His Side from The Queen is Dead, started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. You know, an hour and a half of the Smiths, and usually, you know, one might think that one was depressed, but not the case here. Nope, I've moved on from my 19-year-old self, so we're not really, you know, there's no need to be worried or concerned about me, or no need to call any kind of, like, hotline of any sort. I'm just an old fart enjoying his old music. You know, what's funny is that a few years back, I met Mike Joyce there. He was a DJ in Brooklyn. It was New Year's Eve, and myself and DJ Sean went to go see him. He was DJing, and it's not like he was in some, like, DJ booth sort of, like, far removed from everybody. He was kind of, like, on a little bridge table sort of set up there with his laptop and some turntables and stuff, and it was just sort of kind of strange. I don't know if, I think a lot of people didn't really know who he was, and, of course, we were the cool old people who knew who he was, and we We've got pictures with him, and I think DJ Sean took one of his old CDs, maybe, I think it was, I think he took a couple, like Hatful of Hollow and Strange Ways, and maybe even The Queen is Dead, and like Mike signed three of them, and then, this is of course at like 3:30 in the morning on New Year's Eve, so, you know, then we went back to his place and vomited, but, you know, that was the fun part, seeing him, and then to looking at the photos, not remembering what happened the night before, and that's how it went. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It sounds a lot like The Hangover, doesn't it? Anyway, I don't think we did anything illegal with Mike Joyce. That would have been kind of a better story. Let's move on. Up next, Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others, the last track off The Queen is Dead. Not the last track we'll be playing this morning, but the last track on the record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
To do. shame because I've only got two hands, but I'm still fond of you. Oh, oh, oh. So what difference does it make?
entertaining. And while you're on your own tonight, if you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? I know, 'cause tonight is just like any other night. Why you're on your own tonight, with your triumphs and your charms, over in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes good to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my
way. I said no,
and then I shut myself. So drink, drink, drink and be ill tonight. From
Yes, Unhappy Birthday from Strange Ways, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and of course the Smiths. Before that, I Know It's Over. Great, it's that kind of a beautiful song from The Queen Is Dead. Before that, What Difference Does It Make from the Smiths, their self-titled debut. Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others from The Queen Is Dead started things off. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, it's the 30th anniversary of The Queen Is Dead, so we're having the Smiths. Solidly all morning, I debated squeaking in some Morrissey stuff, and of course if you do that, now that Johnny Marr has a solo career of sorts, you have to do a little bit from Johnny Marr, but I decided not to. I'm going to be solidly Smiths until I have to leave, which is in about 20 minutes. So that was the deal with that, and I hope you're enjoying it. I think it's lovely. There are a couple more tracks left, including this one, Frankly, Mr. Shankly, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. I want to leave, you will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast, you understand me. I want to go down in celluloid history. Mr. Shankly, famous than righteous or holy, any day, any day, any day. But sometimes I feel more fulfilled making Christmas cards with the mentally ill. I want to live and I want to love. I want to catch something that I might be ashamed of. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position.